48 hours to go. If you're looking for a hero, then this is the show. Where did they come from? What do they know? It's an origin story. Let's go.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to season two of 48 Hour Heroes Origin Stories. I am Kirk, your host, and I would like to welcome my dear friend and producer, Indra van het Hooft.
Thank you very much. Hi, guys. I'm Indra, and I am, like Kirk said, city producer in the Netherlands for four cities. And I also work for headquarters down in Washington, D.C., but I'm located in the Netherlands.
Yes. Oh, so 2022.
How about it?
2022. That happened.
Oh, it happened, all right. It happened quick. It was like going on the flash. I don't know where it went.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're running four events. I'm running four events. By July, it kind of negated the podcast, which was a real bummer. We were so busy.
So busy. Like, I mean, four events, four 48s in a year, it's a lot. And at one point, I had three different cities open for registration, and it was a madhouse. And I think, you know, what we like with the podcast is it to be, you know, we want quality in there, right? And we just didn't have the time to give it to it. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we spent time thinking about it, you know, not accepting defeat because. Pardon my French, that, you know.
We're going to need a beep there, maybe.
Okay, I'll beep it. It makes it funnier.
I mean, I don't mind a bit of swearing. I'm a foul mouth myself, but, you know, let's talk to Mark.
because, I mean, it started for Chris and I in May when we had to drive around almost all of Montana. Twice.
Crazy.
And that's for one event. And I mean, Montana is like the size of Germany. To put it in perspective.
Unique country.
Yeah, that's one of our states the size of one of the larger European countries.
Yes. Just to give you an idea, guys.
And then that rolled straight into Seattle, which was fantastic. You know, we're starting to creep back up towards pre-COVID numbers, which is amazing. And then I had to drive down to San Francisco twice. So that was a lot of driving this year. So much driving.
There'll be more of that next year. Hey.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And thing is, I love San Francisco. I grew up in the Bay Area, and San Francisco is one of my favorite cities in the whole world. And getting into the film community there has been very challenging, but also very rewarding. We had a small San Francisco 48. We only had 12 teams.
I know. Size don't matter.
But I met a very, very excited, ambitious group of filmmakers and made a lot of contacts and very, very deep spreadsheet of educational resources, film offices, and all that. So really looking forward to digging in because San Francisco should be a big 48. It should be. And it gives me an excuse to go down there and visit some of my favorite places like Escape from New York Pizza and get some.
There you go. Here's a plug for you. There you go. Advertisement. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this year, the goal is, you know, an episode a week. But we're going to try and get multiple interviews done in a week so that we always have some in reserve. And I've already got three ready. Ooh. Already recorded. I haven't edited them yet, but I've got TK Johnson, who is a Seattle filmmaker, cinematographer primarily, but he started doing the 48 when he was in high school and all through, he went through the Shoreline Community College. They have a really good film and video program.
Nice.
And he did the 48 a lot. And he's working for one of the local news stations as a shooter now. So
cool.
He's one of those guys that, you know, utilize the 48 to advance a career and build a career.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he's just a really, really cool guy. And then I have an interview by the Suancho brothers. You met the Suancho. It's at Film.
Yes.
And love these guys to death. And they're fantastic and definitely embody the spirit of the 48.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they did Seattle, San Francisco, and horror this year.
Yes. That's the way to go. Yes.
And the Yes We Can.
Did they? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, cool.
Yes. They did it through San Francisco, strangely. Because they they were in the top three in San Francisco.
Right. So.
And then the last one I have banked, so to speak, is with Henry Dwan, who led an all-Chinese cast and crew in Seattle.
Awesome.
And they did it in Chinese with English subtitles.
No, that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Super, super cool. Just advocating for Chinese filmmakers in Seattle, and we hope to help Henry, you know, amplify his voice to expand that community of filmmakers. So
that is amazingly cool.
He's just such a cool guy. I love talking with him, getting to know him. He did the Horror 48 this fall, and it's just a great guy. I can't wait for people to hear that interview.
Same. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I'll get it to you, because, you know, we got to do our intros.
Yes. Yes. Freaky talks. Yes.
Yes. And we definitely, we're doing something fun in March, aren't we, Indra?
Yes, we are. That's just my cat jumping from his, and nearly breaking my computer. You can edit it out, right? It's 10 kilos of cats.
The cat stays in the film. Cat stays in the picture.
Gimli is staying. So yeah, anyway, in March, we're having Filmapalooza, as we do every year, which is our annual filmmaking conference and party. It's massively a party. So we're showing all the city-winning films, all the special genre winners. Yes, we can. We got the 4 points winners. So we're showing about 114 films, which is a lot, but all great films because they're all winners. So we're doing about 8 to 10 workshops and keynote speakers. We're really amping it up this year. We're working on some really cool other additions. What's the word? Yeah. Such as a feature film that we might be showing. We're working on some bigger names. We're trying to get some. Fingers crossed, everybody. Of course, we're doing the karaoke. I mean, it's a staple. It's legendary. If you've been to Filmland, you've been to a few. I've been to a few. You've been to a few more than me. But you know, the karaoke is legendary.
Oh, yeah. It is right? A staple. And it is, to use a colloquialism, a hoot.
It is a major hoot. Last year in DC, we had some amazing performances.
We had one guy killed.
My friends in Blues Brothers, you and I murdered a song.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're going to have to go into a rematch for, because that was dreadful.
Yeah, we'll have to find a better duet.
Yes, pick a better song, an easier song. Under pressure, not easy.
No.
But anyway, you know, I mean, Filma is just the greatest party, and you come in to have fun, you come in to meet people, you come in to learn things, because we're gonna have some really cool and interesting workshops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the networking, and we're gonna be in Los freaking Angeles
downtown.
Might need to beep there. Let's ask Mark. So yeah, I mean, if you have the chance to come, do it. Because you will not want to miss this. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Downtown LA is an interesting place because it's everyone pictures Hollywood. You know, Hollywood's nestled right up in the hills. You know, you got the Columbia Records building, you got the Hollywood sign, you got Hollywood Boulevard. And this is downtown LA. It is a completely different beast. Everyone's seen all of it, you know, all those helicopter shots and stuff shot on the roof. And it's a totally different beast than being in Hollywood. And I look forward to exploring. I've only ever done very cursory exploration around downtown LA, but the market, the public market, is amazing. It is so cool. It rivals any European public market you've ever been to. It's really, really cool.
And I mean, I've never been to that side of the States. I mean, I've only been in the States once last year in DC. But I'm going to see a whole lot more of it this year.
Yeah. So what are we doing?
Could not be more excited about. Oh my God. So we're actually going to go on a road trip. So Kirk, myself, his co-producer Chris, my co-producer Wouter, the four of us in a car from Seattle all the way down to Los Angeles with a stop in San Francisco. And I cannot believe this is going to happen to me. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
And so, we're also going to be recording some podcast stuff there.
Yes.
To kind of keep you apprised of our adventure. Little Dutch girl does West Coast. So yeah, that sounds like a porn film, which it's not going to be. Yeah, we might need a cut there. In any case, it's going to be amazing. And in the meantime, we're going to have some really cool podcasts for you guys. What we want to be focusing on is really like things like career development, right, Kirk?
Yeah, definitely. In thinking about what I wanted to do with the podcast and what I want to do with my career in general is, now that I'm in my 50s.
You're not in your 50s?
I'm 51.
You look 49.
Ah, thank you. Why not 42? Come on.
48.
Okay. 48. There we go. You know, I just kind of realized I'm not going to be directing big budget movies. I'm not going to be, you know, editing the next Marvel movie or anything career-wise, especially since I've decided a long time ago that, you know, Seattle is my home and I want to work within the confines essentially of the Seattle market. And you know, I know everyone here. You know, I can text our state film commissioner right now and have her on the podcast in 5 minutes if I wanted to. You know, that's the community that I've become a part of.
Right.
And I realized I really enjoy, you know, providing a megaphone for other voices and helping people get into this field and make a living doing it. Whether it's here in Seattle or it is in another city on down the line, I just want filmmakers, a diverse array of filmmakers, to be getting out into the world and using their skills to maintain, you know, their life and their creative endeavors. So that's right. Really what I want to focus this podcast on is talking to people who provide services or goods that advance that cause, or people who embody, you know, the experience of the 48 in that way. Like the people I mentioned earlier, who've all, you know, used the 48 in their arsenal to build their careers.
Exactly. And use that experience, like you said, to build a career, but also share with everybody listening, you know, some experiences that might take you up to a next level in your either making your 48 or advancing your career.
Yeah.
Sprinkled in with a lot of fun and joking around and talking about stuff that we'll probably cut out because it's not interesting for many people apart from Kirk and myself.
Although it might be might be interesting for Patreon subscribers. That's I'm gonna build a Patreon base this year.
I love how you did that, Bridge. That was very professional. So yeah, so we're gonna be doing some stuff with Patreon as well. So if you like the 48, if you like the podcast that we're doing, if you want to get some exclusive material, like how many times we fuck up or, you know, stuff like that, really super special guests, they'll probably be on there. I'm very much looking forward to bringing the podcast back for season two.
Yeah. And anyone coming to Filmapalooza, I'm going to be setting up shop. Indra will be there. She'll probably be too busy to dedicate as much time to the podcast as I will. And I'm sure I am.
Well, you do work as well. Don't you worry.
Oh, I know. But I'm hoping that this is part of the work. Yeah.
I will make it part of the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're coming to Filmapalooza, you want to be on the podcast, give us a shout. On TV, they go call the number at the bottom of the screen or the email address at the bottom of the screen. In case this goes to YouTube, check out the description for email addresses and websites and all the stuff that you need to get in touch with us.
Right? Yeah, and we'll see you soon. We'll see you on the next episode, season two, episode two, 48 Hour Heroes.
48 Hour Heroes Origin Stories is a production of Media Without Borders, the Seattle 48 Hour Film Project, and Heads Up Productions.